Well, a good system, then, needs to be able to manage what we call the core four. These are four things that, given all the work that we have to accomplish, we need to have an effective system to manage those. The core four are your tasks, your appointments, your notes, and your contacts. And what's interesting about the core four in managing those, if you're using paper, paper will do that. If you use a handheld, like a palm, do you know what the four buttons represent? The core four. If you look on Outlook, and besides email, the main task bar off to the left is the core four. So you need to be able to manage those. It's making selections of where to best manage those, what best works for you. And in so doing, making those decisions, you need to make sure that for your system to be effective, it needs to be three things. First, integrated. Now, by integrated, because we have so many options today, with the handheld, with paper, with Outlook, desktop, cell phones are part of the picture now, with their capabilities of online and email, as well as what a cell phone does. So as you think about the core four, and we'll get into this afternoon as we work through the planner, but as you think about managing the core four, you want to make sure that those are integrated, that they have some connectivity, so you're not trying to manage them in different places and making double entries in different places. That's where we lose tons of productivity time, is trying to manage things in different places. Now, the second thing to make an effective system is that you need to have a mobile component, something you can take with you, and whatever it is you take with you has to be able to do the core four. So again, we'll talk more about that as we go, but whatever your mobile component, you want it to be able to show you and help manage your tasks, your appointments, take notes, because when you're out and about mobile, you need to be able to take notes, as well as your contacts. None of those four that you want to leave behind when you get away from your desk. And then the last thing, number three, is that your system needs to be personalized. I will show you some things today that are very effective. As a matter of fact, we believe that through the research and the years that we have been involved with this, some of the concepts I'm going to share with you and the skills and techniques will help you in each of these core four be most effective. But it doesn't work for everybody exactly like I'm going to show you. So you'll want to customize this, personalize it so that it works best for you. But in personalizing it, the first two are critical. Whatever tools you are using, you have a way to help them be integrated and that you have a mobile component that allows you to do the core four. So with that in mind, what I'd like to show you is managing the core four first and foremost in a paper-based system. Now, those of you that are more tech-oriented, please don't be frustrated with that or don't go away yet, because there are ways. I'm just going to show you how to do it. And then we need to think about, how does that work if I'm using a palm? How does that work if I'm using Outlook? How does that work if I'm using Plan Plus over Outlook? And many of the things work. Some of them have a little bit of a variation. So I'm going to show you one way, and then the variations come from that. So let's look at some of the elements of the Franklin Planner. First, there is a thing called the monthly calendar tab. If you look in your planner, we had you put in all 12 months of the monthly tabs, only paper for last month, current month, and next month, but all 12 months for the tabs. It's a month at a glance. It's where you can put appointments out into the future for 12 months. There is also on the flip side of that a thing called the master task list. This is a stress reliever page. It is where you put all the tasks that you want to work on that month, you're not sure what day yet, or into the future, tasks you know you want to do during a future month, and you don't have the daily pages in yet. So you can drop a lot of things onto the master task list in either a personal or a business column, and it will give you the satisfaction of knowing it's there. I have that information. Then on the daily pages, there is a left-hand page that has two columns, an appointment schedule and a task column for you to create that task list. And across from that is the daily notes page. And that's where you take your notes from the day. Now, we didn't deal with contacts yet. We'll get to that a little bit. So three of the core four, I've just given you an overview of where in a paper planner you would do that. So with that in mind, a quick exercise. I'd like you to look at these five scenarios and just very quickly decide where would you place this in the planner. You may use a page we didn't just show, but where would you place each one of these in the planner as you right now know it? Number one, where would you put an appointment to attend a training class on a certain date? Okay, I heard monthly and daily. Now, monthly is definitely a first shot. You'd put it on the monthly tab because your month at a glance is where you want to go to see in one place everything that you have. So if it's some date in the future, you just go out, drop it on the monthly tab. Now, somebody said daily page. If you have the daily pages in the planner with you, that would be a secondary option. Or, for many people, they don't do that until they do their weekly planning. And so they just do the single entry up front, and then when they get to weekly planning, they pull anything off from the week and put it out to the day. So that during the rush of the day, they can drop an appointment here and don't have to be scrambling for pages to find the day. Because that's just a little extra effort. And, of course, if it's more than 2 months out, you won't have those pages anyway. And so this is a place, since these are 12 months out, that you'll drop appointments. All right, let's go to scenario two. Where would you put a reminder to start working on a project task in 6 months? The master task list is probably the best place because you have it with you in your planner. And so you can go out 6 months and on the master task list, add that project task, whatever it is. Now, if you think about this, actually the last two, if you think about it electronically, of course, you know about calendaring with Outlook. So if you're doing your appointments in Outlook or on a Palm, that's where you would put the appointment. On the master task, unless you're using Plan Plus with Outlook, but if you're just using straight Outlook or a Palm without any additional application software, there's not a specific place called master task list, but you can set it up. In which case, I would set it up in categories, and using the categories function, make each month a category. So transferring something from here, again, in weekly planning, best time to do that. In weekly planning, you glance over your master task list, see if there's anything there that you want to move into one of the days that week. So for instance, you know, there's an interesting one on here that says register for Franklin Covey course. Well, that's always a good idea, don't you think? So yeah, I think so too. So I'm doing my weekly planning and I say, yeah, I've got to get that registration done this week. I pick the day, I go to the day, and of course, daily planning will always be a task on my list. Something I recommend you get in the habit of doing is tell yourself to do your daily planning, and once a week tell yourself to do your weekly planning. And then the real reward after you do it is you get to check it off. That's right. And then what would I add to this? I'd add register for the Franklin Covey course. So maybe I decide I'm going to do that on Wednesday. I drop it on Wednesday's task list, and I can forget it from that point on because Wednesday it will resurface all by itself. So that's the beauty of the master task list if you're doing your weekly planning. Third one, where would you put notes from today's voicemail messages? Yeah, the most obvious would be the daily record of events page. It's where you keep your daily notes. I'll show you, there are some other places behind the numbered tab. Some people like to take all of their voicemail and record it in one place. I know some of the client service coordinators have a separate pad where they collect their voicemail, because they're getting so many from customers and they're really just writing it down and then taking care of it. And so filling a daily record of events page may or may not work. Some of them have told me from our last session that WorkStat's where they do it because they want it in their planner. Others have said I still use the pad. The thing about using a separate pad for voicemail is that if you capture things on voicemail that you're not going to handle immediately, you can't leave it there and expect it to get done. The things that are there that are going to get done later have to get into the planner to remind you to do it. Otherwise, you're just kind of always skimming the pad, looking through for things you didn't get finished. And that's when the confusion starts to set in. Number four, where would you put a note to yourself reminding you where you hid a holiday gift? Oh. So you bought a gift. It's not the holiday. The holiday is coming up sometime later. You hide the gift. How do you remember where you hid it? We talk about personalizing your planner. She has a tab for each one of her children. And so if the gift was for one of her children, she would just put it in that tab. This one, there are a lot of right answers. In this case, Emily said I'd go to the notes section on that day. Now, I might not have that in my planner, so I'd just go out and grab it from the storage binder, go out into the future, make the note. And again, it's there. It'll resurface. Have you ever seen the movie with Chevy Chase, Christmas Vacation? There are so many good lines and good scenes in that. Do you remember when he goes up in the attic to hide the gift? And when he goes to put it in that slot, he reaches in and pulls out an old one and blows the dust off of it. It's just such a great classic Chevy Chase thing. All right, the last one. Where would you put a reminder to call someone back tomorrow? Go to tomorrow. Put it on the daily task list. And once you've put it there, again, it's one of those that you're not saying, I've got to remember. You didn't put it on a little piece of paper. How many of you have ever used little pieces of paper as your option for taking notes? Floating pieces of paper. How many are doing that today? And actually, I don't have a problem with Post-it notes if they're used. It's when Post-it notes are all around the computer screen and stuck everywhere. You know, that's when they become a problem. But they're useful in the planner for temporary kinds of things. But the Post-it sticky part of that does wear off. But, you know, I used to use little pieces of paper all the time. I would take notes. I'd agree to something with somebody. I mean, I was just taking whatever, a back of a business card, a napkin, a receipt, whatever I had. Every day I would gather up those notes. At the end of the day, put them in my shirt pocket, go home, take them out, put them on my dresser. Next day, gather them all back up, put them in my shirt pocket, off I go. And every once in a while, I'd say, well, I better look through these. Have you ever looked through them? Ever find a phone number, no name? Yeah, that one's fun. Or did you ever find one that's, that was a week ago. You ever lose one? How would you know, right? But sometimes we know. Say, I know I wrote that down somewhere. And then we go into the mad search. You know how USA Today at the bottom always has those little square boxes with some kind of information in it? And recently I saw one on productivity issues, and it said that white-collar employees will spend 45 minutes a day looking for stuff because they don't know where they put it. 45 minutes a day. There's the extra hour a day almost if you know where you put it. Now, the move to technology has created some interesting things because what we used to teach people as we just worked with a paper planner was how to get rid of all that floating piece of paper. And then the handheld things came out, Palms, handheld PCs, and people made the leap to those exclusively. You're able to take notes in them, contacts, appointments, tasks. But of those four things, which one's the most difficult? The note-taking. And so people found when they were in a hurry to take a note, they needed to do that somewhere, so guess where they went? Post-it notes, napkins, 3x5 cards. I saw it here in our cafeteria. I saw a manager who had a candidate in for an interview for a job, and the manager was sitting there with a palm and a napkin and was taking notes on the napkin because we thought the technology was going to be the answer.